This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, it's Peloton Playlist.
Colors pop, the beat is tight. Brush strokes, dancing morning light. Tune it up, the vibe's just right. Palette and playlist, we're alive. Jump in the groove where art and songs collide.
Yes, it's Peloton Playlist, and we're here again. So this week, it's just Kane and I. Sarah unfortunately can't be with us this week, but we will bravely soldier on like we did just after New Year's and deal with our theme of the day, which, so Māori music and artists, so we won't talk about art today without Sarah here. So we're in the Māori musician space. And that can be Māori musicians. They may or may not be singing in te reo. And we've got quite an interesting combination of artists today, which I'm really excited to go through. And I've been listening to it in my car as I've been driving back and forth. And one of the things I love about what we do is the fact that Kane has quite a different sort of set of taste or the way he comes at things to me. Sometimes we meet in the middle, but so I get to listen to things which I would not normally have listened to or known about. Probably not so much the other way around.
Oh no, absolutely the same the other way around, Corin.
How are you anyway, Kane?
I'm very good. I'm very good. I'm excited. I am a little saddened that we don't have Sarah with us today.
Indeed.
Because it would have been great to get her feel on the vibe of things and show us some really cool things, because I no doubt she would have dug up some amazing art treasures for us.
Yeah, and look, the thing I love about this subject is that it is New Zealand. It's inherently New Zealand. This is part of who we are, and some of these songs really give reflection to that in terms of points in time, and you can see also the shifts in the way that artists are expressing themselves, mm-hmm. working in different realities. I won't give the game away on the artists. We'll just approach them as we come. We're going to do exactly what we did in the show straight after New Year's, which is we'll do two songs back to back, one song that I've chosen and one song that you've chosen. So let's get into it. So my first artist is actually Marlon Williams. So great New Zealand artist, beautiful voice. Māori, and although people might not necessarily have known that. And then last year he came out with a new album, Te Whare Te Weka Weka, and 100% Māori language te reo album, songs that he composed, worked with. In the show straight after New Year's, I played a song by Komi, who he worked with on a lot of the stuff to do with the language. Mm-hmm. And Komi's musical influence comes through as well. So this is one of the songs off that album. I was lucky enough to go and see Marlon on the tour that he did backing this album. Amazing concert. And just one of those gigs that I think, you know, everybody walks away smiling, because of who he is and what he does and the music. So the song that I've chosen is Me'u'u'ake. And I think it's a beautiful example of the stuff that he does on that album. And Kane.
So for my first track, I've chosen a waiata by Dr. Hirini Melbourne, famous for collaborating with Richard Nunes as well in the early 90s, especially a couple of standout albums using a lot of traditional instrumentation. The track I have picked is called Pūrerehua, which translates to butterfly. It's also the name of the instrument which is used and represents the beating of the wings of the moth, the butterfly, the birds. And the translation of this is, it was written for his daughter And just the sort of that transformation from child to adult, and growing as a person. And yeah, so pūrerehua, dual meanings. I'm sure fathers around the place, mothers as well, can understand that transformation of watching a child grow. It is something else. So yeah, let's get into it. I love the sound of pūrerehua.
Awesome. Let's play our first two tracks.
Te rongo pai
Well, what a great way to start. It was I think those two songs sit really nicely together in terms of the style. It just a very peaceful way to start.
Very calm way to start.
Yeah.
I'm going to mess that up very shortly.
You are. Later on, you're really going to mess that up. I was just while those songs were playing, I was just saying to Kane that I love the way that those two sit. And then we've got a wonderful juxtaposition coming up too. So I couldn't do this show without putting in a song by Sir Howard Morrison and probably more importantly, the Howard Morrison Quartet. So this is Hoki Mai. Yeah, it's from that classic time of those the quartets going around the different sound shells and all those places in New Zealand, town halls, do you say that out loud, and playing. So this is, to me, just a wonderful piece of Kiwiana and what was happening at that point in time in New Zealand, which contrasts quite nicely with...
Well, my group is also a quartet.
And that's where the similarities stop.
Yeah, pretty much. So this is a time and a place encapsulated for me. So this is Salmon Al Dub. The track's called No Worries 2000, when we were all panicking over Y2K and everything shutting down, off their Killervision album, which was a transition for them. Prior to this, they'd released some work, but it was very much based around the instrumental dub style. Salmon Al Dub, Killervision introduced their sound man, who is one Tiki Tane, and he was performing some vocals. This track features him. It, obviously, there was the standout track on here was called Love Your Ways, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah, that one. Anyway, so for me, I was young, I was partying, you know, we needed something to sort of throw in that chill vibe after we'd come back from the clubs, and Salmon Al Dub was one of our go-tos.
All right, let's have a listen to these guys.
Awesome.
Aoki mai e ta mama, ki roto, ki roto, inga ringa, e tu whera tu ne.
Ahia, ahia, ahia.
E kapa, kapa mai, te haki, te haki, i ngā rangi, runga o ti amanae. Hoki mai, ki te wakaenga,
i te aha,
ke atu tu ki te atu manako,
tu manako,
a ki te kapa kapa mai, te haki, te haki, i ngā rangi, runga o ti amanae.
Hoki
mai, hoki mai, ki te wakaenga,
ki te aha,
ki atu tu ki te tu manako,
tu manako,
a ki te kapa kapa mai, te haki, ringa rangi, runga o ti amanae.
Oh,
Spoilers.
Spoiler alert there. You might know what's coming next if you're listening carefully. Great couple of tracks, and I do love the juxtaposition between those two tracks in terms of the difference in time.
Hey, and they both had their influences, right? You know, Howard Morrison and his quartet influenced what came next through the show bands, etc., which influence came next. And eventually down the line, you get to Salmonella Dub and who they influenced.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, I love the – like with Sir Howard, it would be very easy to exist in a world where you kind of know his later stuff and not – even know that there was the show band sort of era with the quartet. You know, I mean, when I was growing up in the 70s and early 80s, you know, there was how great their art and that kind
everywhere
of
you looked.
Everywhere you looked.
Every telethon.
Yeah,
every variety performance.
Indeed. It's just, it was that point, right? And it wasn't until much later that I found out about the Howard Morrison Quartet. Although that's not actually true, if I think about it, because when my maternal grandmother died, I inherited her 45s, and one of those 45s was actually, on one side, the Battle of the Mighty Waikato, and on the other side was Grenada. And so I listened to that, but of course I never associated those two things as the same artist. There you go. All right.
Insight into Corin's.
Insight into my youth. That's some interesting 45s I got from my grandmother. So that brings us on to the next track. In my humble opinion, you cannot have this particular theme on this radio show and not play the next song, which is, if you were listening at the start, Poye by the Patea Māori Club. What a moment in New Zealand 80s history. When a song went, I'm sure it went right to the top of the charts.
Yep.
And it was huge. It was everywhere. Breakdancing in the video. Breakdancing was in its youth, right? It's such a moment. And of course, resonates right through to today. This is one of those songs that it doesn't matter whether you're old or young, you will know or have heard this song because it is such a quintessential part of New Zealand history now.
It's an iconic moment.
Yeah.
There's so much. Even like now, travelling through to, you know, New Plymouth, you go through Patea.
Yeah, I do.
And you look out the window, you're like, there's the waka.
Yeah, there's the waka. There it is. Out there. I'm in the place.
Where's the guy in the gloves?
Yeah. There he is. Yeah. It's totally. It's you know, it makes you smile when you drive through Patea.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is an awesome thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what a moment in songwriting. You know, you have Delvanius Prime, who was creating disco funk soul tracks, and he could see that his hometown was suffering, right? Mm. And then he came together with I've forgotten the lady who he partnered with to write Poye.
Yeah, me too.
And then they created something which had not been seen before. It was that real big mashup of traditional te reo Māori and that sound coming out of the States, that early hip hop, and nailed it. Just absolutely nailed it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, packaged with concept art, you know, the Māori record label, with Māori hauling up Aotearoa, as well as the iconic, Māori warriors sitting on the back of Moa with Tuatara men taking away captive. Oh my goodness. Yeah. What a time capsule. It's so good.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which partners, I think, quite beautifully with,
a newer, artist. I don't listen to a lot of newer artists. You know, I'm such a grumpy old man these days. And I'd through my, vinyl fandom, chats, I'd heard about Mokotron, and I thought, oh yeah, looks all right, sounds great. And then I'd listened to a little bit, and I was, oh yeah, it's pretty good. And this last week I've had listened to so much. I've listened to, I think, everything that is available online from Mokotron. Captures so many moments in my history. You know, I talked about it's with Salmonella Dub. That was like chill out music for us that had come to the clubs, and we were listening to all that late 90s electro music that was out there, your Fatboy Slims, your Chemical Brothers. And Mokotron pulls in quite a lot of that sound.
Absolutely they do.
And even one of the tracks has some Poye sound in it, you know. So there's all those little drops of inspiration into that melting pot, and Morkeltron is fantastic. And the track I have finally settled on is called Māori Electro Alliance.
Which sounds great. And Noi Pewhairangi is the other writer of Poie.
Wonderful.
Let's give these a listen.
Thank you.
that was Mokotron.
Yeah, let's get popping and locking to those two bangers, eh?
Yeah, and I mean, decades apart, but I do think they kind of work quite nicely together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an evolution of dance music. Mm.
So this now moves into another space. So this next artist that I've chosen, I don't know particularly well, but I really like this song, which is why I've chosen it. And I am convinced, although I can find no internet proof for it, that he played as one of the support acts for Phil Collins when he played The Mission back in 2019. So Badger were the sort of big support act, but there was another act or two playing when it turned up, and I'm sure it was Rob Ruha. So if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I think I'm right.
You were there, you should know.
I was there. I've decided it was him. It was definitely the style of music, and I do love what he does. So for me, this is great. It talks about a highway. This is 35, and that, you know, speaks to a place. And so much of New Zealand is tied up in highways, and you know, whether it's the surf highway in New Plymouth, whether it's State Highway 2 running up on the west as opposed to State Highway 1, 53 through to Martinborough, they all have something about them. And so this is about 35, which is a cool part of New Zealand, which sits interestingly with the next track.
Before we get to mine, I was actually thinking, God, I don't know this artist that Corin's talking about, but then you've mentioned the State Highway. I know this song. I know the song. I have family friends who absolutely adore this song.
Because it talks about so many points.
Yes, absolutely. It's fantastic. It's a good song. So mine is a massive juxtaposition in that case, and I've gone for Alien Weaponry. Yeah, you can't talk about Māori music and not talk about
indeed
Alien Weaponry. The song I've chosen is their big tune that really broke them worldwide, and they have massive fan bases overseas. This track has, just on YouTube Music itself, 23 million hits. So that's, that's tens of millions. How many New Zealand artists go, oh yeah, I've got tens of millions of listens on this song.
Yep.
But they play festivals all through Europe, you know, where metal is still at a massive stronghold. They tour regularly through the States. Probably the place they don't play very often is New Zealand.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, they've moved through, but they do come back and play, and man, holy heck, they play. So yeah. Keep it on a nice medium pace for Rob. Crank it to 11.
All the
way. Put that volume all the way to the top for Alien Weaponry.
And I think, yeah, look, one of the things about Alien Weaponry, right, is they are one of those great examples of a New Zealand band that is really big overseas within their genre, but completely invisible in New Zealand because of the nature of what they do.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are. There are some people who
mob
them when they walk.
There are definitely fans out there, yeah. I didn't mention the song title. So Kai Tangata is the name of this song.
All right, let's
get... hold on to your wigs because it's going to get blown off.
All right, cruise Interstate Highway 35, and then when you're finished doing that, hold on to your wigs. Wairarapa.
Cruising down the highway 35. Haka, haka, harapa, nate ngati. tapa tapa konunu a koe ana tuku a tapa rea tapa konu a tapa
konu a koe ana tuku a
was Rob Ruhard 35, and I shouldn't have stopped that then because we're going into another song. But I thought I'd just do that, just to see the look on Kate's face.
I think
face.
It's just a moment to breathe anyway for what's to come next.
Wairarapa, just prepare yourself for the coming onslaught, but it's worth it. Also, I'm just also going to just drop in here the fact that Kate and I were just having a conversation while that song was playing about the fact that he only had one song left and I had more and was doing a bit of, you know, back and forth about whether he should be able to insert another song into the playlist until I pointed out the next song is 6 minutes and 36 seconds long, which is kind of like having two songs in one. He's not even going to reply.
No.
Alien Weaponry. Ooh, what a song.
Who needs a lie down?
Yeah. Me, please. Awesome. Amazing energy.
Yeah.
Yep. Very cool. We've said a lot about them before. So cool that there's a band like that performing in Tirao, working around the world in that metal scene, doing that stuff.
Amazing. You know, Kiwi music on any international scene is fantastic. Yeah. So to have the success that they continue to have is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Which is a complete contrast to my next artist. So Ariana Tiako, I used to work with at the National Library. So this album that is from Dust to Light, which came out, I think it was 2013, and I remember listening to it a lot just after I started at the National Library, which is in 2014. So this song is called Te Haiata. Very beautiful, I'd say somewhat sad song, but lovely, lovely, lovely song.
Wonderful. Well, to counterpoint that, yet again, I bring the joy. So, you know, so many artists you can choose from. You know, going back to Selman Al Dub and their influence on sort of that New Zealand music scene in the late 90s and the early 2000s, you couldn't turn anywhere without seeing Fat Freddy's Drop. Now, I've not picked Fat Freddy's Drop because it drives me wild trying to listen to it now because I hear it so much. Working in the music industry at that time, it's burnt me out. Then you also have other bands that surrounded them. And one band which came out of Whakatane released an EP and then went very quiet for a long time, started performing a lot of live shows, getting a massive groundswell, and everyone's like, when's the album coming? When's the album coming? And when they dropped it, it was phenomenal, a bombastic, full of dub, rock, funk, every element under the sun, every influence mashed up, screwed up, chewed up, spat out in a Kiwi way. And that band is Kora, and they are still going, whether as a band or their individual parts in different areas of the musical spheres, as well as entertainment, TV, movie. These guys are everywhere. So the track I've chosen off Kora's debut album is called Time, and it's a lovely slab of New Zealand funk.
Awesome. And that would have to be the first time on this radio show that the word bombastic has been used. And I love it.
I didn't counterfeit with Mr. Lover Lover.
Kea te korihi a te manu roto I te haiata timata tango te ra ti aho marama ki runga te whenua Te pua waitanga o ngā hanganga katoa Ka hangai anō rā he taonga kōrero he hono ore I ngā tūpuna e Te korihi a te manu Roto I te haiata Timata tango te rā Ti aho marama Ki runga te whenua Te pua waitanga O ngā hanganga katoa Ka hangai anō rā 해땅의 꼬리로 이혼노래 이나츠푸나에
Time. And before that, Ariana. So we've got two songs left, as we've already covered. They're both mine. So they're actually both two very short songs. So in total, less than 4 minutes for these two, and we've got about 10 minutes left. So I'll go a wee bit quick on this. And I'm going to do a break between the two songs with a specific purpose. So this song is by the late Daphne Walker, who passed away last year at 95 years old. She had a bit of a career in New Zealand, and especially in that would have been, so it would have been the 50s into the 60s, yep. I guess, space. And this is her version of Haere Mai.
Haere Mai.
Listen to that slide guitar.
Wow.
Love that song. It's a bit awesome.
Blank look from Kane.
Blank look from Kane. We were just talking about the Hawaiian influence going on in that song as well, which again is all very part of that time, I think.
Very much part of that time, yeah.
And those things. So we've got one song left. I wanted to leave the last word to local Wairarapa Māori artists. So this is actually a song from a series of songs that were put together by the Kura here in Whakaoriori Masterton. So without any further ado, this is Ko Te Oriori by the Wairarapa Mauana Waiata.
Ora
What an awesome way to end. And of course, I should have said at the start, it's Waitangi Day tomorrow. So we've had this show on the list for a while, but it felt really appropriate actually to do it today, being that tomorrow is Waitangi Day. I've had a blast. I hope you have too, Kane.
It's been fun. It's been fun.
Cool. So wish everyone a good and happy long weekend, and we'll see you next time. I've got no idea what the theme is next time. I don't think we've decided yet. Until then, kia ora, and enjoy your break.
Ka kite.